在我们还没有开始读神的话语之前
Before we read the word of the Lord，
我想我先告诉弟兄姊妹，今天晚上可能要讲得长一点。
I would like to inform you that it is possible that we may prolong our meeting a little bit longer。
我尽量地把它缩短，但是呢可能会长一点。
I will try my best to shorten it, but the possibility is there.
所以如果你听着疲倦的话，
If you really fatigue,
你可以站起来走一走。
You can stand up and walk around.
我对于这样的环境是习惯的。
I'm used to it.
我记得我在沙勒月的时候。
I remember when I was in...
我在那里讲话的时候，有弟兄有姊妹，他们不习惯坐的。
When I spoke, a brother and a sister there, they are not used to seat.
所以他们就走来走去。
So they just walk around.
他们一直走到我讲的前面，又走回去。
They walked toward me and they went back.
所以。我就继续地讲。
And I continue.
所以弟兄姊妹，你觉得很自由。
So feel free.
如果你要走动一下，可以。
To move around.
如果你要走出去也可以。
If you want to walk out, it's up to you.
如果你要打盹睡觉也可以。
If you fall asleep, it's okay.
我这个也是很习惯了。
I'm used to it also.
请我们看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to the Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
我们从第九节念起。
We'll read from verse 9.
我们一直念到第十九节。
Until 19. We'll read Mandarin first and we'll read English afterwards.
启示录第一章第九节。我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、仁爱里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫伯马的海岛上。当主日，我被圣灵感动，我听见在我后边有大声音如吹号说：“你所看见的，当写在书上。”达于以弗所、斯麦拿、比加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉提菲、老迪加那七个教会。我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发甲皆白，如不羊毛，如雪。眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿出七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是幕后的，又是那存活的。”我曾死过，现在又活了，只活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。Let us have a word of prayer.
Let's pray.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise thee and thank thee.
叫我们今天晚上再能奉主你的名在这里聚会。
So we can gather together in your name tonight.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你曾应许我们说。
We praise and thank thee because you promised me.
无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
No matter where you two or three gather together.
我就在他们中间。
I'm in the midst of them.
我们感谢赞美你，我们知道你是在我们中间。
We praise and thank thee that we know that you are in our midst.
因为你是信实可靠的主。
because you are the faithful God.
所以主，我们仰望你今天晚上对我们说话。
The Lord, we look to you to speak to us tonight.
我们仰望你，正是在我们每一个人里面给我们光照。
And the Lord, we look to you to enlighten in the inner heart.
叫我们真是能看见你要我们看见的。
So that we can see what you want us to see.
叫我们也能走你要我们走的道路。
So we can walk the way that you want us to walk.
奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
我们说教会乃是神在万事之前所预定那隐藏奥秘的智慧。
We know the church is.God's wisdom in a hidden mystery before the foundation of the world.
我们也看见教会在时间的里面出现了。
We also see the church appear in the time.
今天晚上我愿与弟兄姊妹交通一点教会在地上的历史。
Tonight I would like to share with you the history of the church on earth.
当我们来看教会在地上的历史的时候
When we want to see the history of the church on earth
我想很重要的我们要看见两方面
I think there's two aspects very important to us
一方面我们看见那个外面外表的
On one hand we'll see the outward or the appearance.
另外一方面我们要看见那里面的实在。
On the other hand, we'll see the inner, the reality.
我们知道写教会历史的人。
We know those who wrote the history of the church.
大部分写教会历史的人。
We know most of those historians.
他是写到这个教会官方的历史。
They wrote the official church history.
很少你能找到教会的历史是注重在那里面树林的实际。
Very well, you'll find the church history written with the emphasis of the inner and also the reality of the church.
当你在那里看到教会所谓官方历史的时候
When you see the church history officially,
你可以说乃是一部祝福、衰败、复兴的历史。
So we can see the history of a blessing and departure from the blessing and the revival.
但是如果你能看见教会那树林实际的历史。
But if you can see the true reality of the church history,
你就要看见说在各种各样的压力之下神的教会不断地在那里被建造。
You will see the church of God was built in the midst of opposition.
我们记得我们的主耶稣说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
We remember our Lord Jesus said, I will build my church on this rock.
阴间的权势不能胜过它。
And the gate of Hades cannot prevail against it.
如果我们看教会官方历史的时候
And when we see the official church history,
我们就看见说有许多被建造的并不是主的建造。
We'll see many things have been built was not of the Lord.
因为不是主所建造的所以应付的权势胜过了他。
Because it wasn't built by the Lord himself, that's why the gate of Hades prevailed against it.
但是如果是主自己所建造的教会。
But if the church was built by the Lord himself,
应付的权势绝不能胜过他。
The power of hell will not prevail against it.
我们的主他一直在那里建造他的教会。
The Lord is continuing building his picture.
在历史历代，他在地上在哪里工作
？And in all generations, Lord is doing performing His work on earth.
我们看见他在地上不断的有他的见证人。
We see that they are continuous witness and testimony of the Lord on earth.
没有一个时间主不是在那里建造教会。
There's no time the Lord is not doing his building of the church.
他一直在那里建造，直等到那一天。
He continues to build until that day.
那个荣耀的教会要彰显出来。
And that glorious church will be manifest.
所以我们在看教会历史的时候，
So when we see the church history,
我们必须要看见这个教会的历史是有两方面的。
We must see that there's two aspects of the church history.
如果说得清楚一点的话，
To make it more clear,
我们在那里看教会历史的时候，
When we see the church history,
我们是在看见两种的历史。
Indeed, we see two history.
一种是基督教的历史。
One, we see the history of Christianity.
还有一种是教会的历史。
And the other one is the history of the church.
而这两个历史可以说是共存的。
And those two are coexist and intertwined.
所以很多的时候我们好像被迷糊了。
And many times we were confused.
如果今天我们在那里读教会历史的时候，
If we read the church history today,
我们能分辨这两方面的话，
If we can distinguish those two aspects,
我们在神面前就要蒙极大的恩典。
We are most blessed before the Lord.
所以我盼望，在还没有开始之前，我们在神面前有一个准备。
So it is my hope that before we start, we all have this ready in our heart.
我们知道我们的主他在地上有33年之久。
We know our Lord spent 33 years on earth.
他死了，他埋葬了，他复活了。
He died, he buried, and he resurrected.
他40天之久向门徒显现。
And 40 days he appeared himself before his disciples.
然后我们的主就升到天上。
And then he ascended.
到了五旬节那一个时候，圣灵就降到地上来。
On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended from on high.
我们就看见教会在地上的历史就开始了。
And we see the church history on earth start.
如果我们读使徒行传的话
，If we read Acts,
我们看见使徒行传开始是给我们看见。
And the beginning of the Acts showed us
主怎样复活之后向门徒显现。
How the Lord of his resurrection showed himself to the apostles.
对他们传讲神国的事情。
And show him the kingdom of God.
然后我们的主升天。
And then our Lord ascended into heaven.
然后我们看见五旬节教会产生。
And then on the Pentecost, the church was born.
一直到使徒行传28章的时候。
Until the 28th chapter of Acts.
在最后，我们看见使徒保罗他在罗马。
And we saw the Apostle Paul in Rome.
他在自己所住的那个房子的里面住了2年之久。
He stayed there 2 years in the high of the house.
他放胆的在那里传神的国。
And he preached the gospel boldly.
并且在那里讲解关乎耶稣基督的事情。
And he speaks something about Christ.
没有说任何的拦阻。
And hinder the way.
这一个是使徒行传。
This is the act.
使徒行传那个这个时间呢，也是差不多33年之久。
The period of the act is also 33 years.
所以我们看见主在地上33年。
So we saw that the Lord's years on earth is 33 years.
然后初期使徒行传的历史，教会的历史也是33年左右。
And the beginning of the act to the end is also about 33 years.
但是我们看到约翰所写的那个启示录。
But we saw the revelation written by John.
和他所写的书信和他的福音书。
And the epistle and the letters.
这个就把我们一直带到第一世纪的末了。
And we that lead us to the end of the first century.
为说帮助我们对教会的历史比较容易明白的缘故。
In order to help us understand the church history,
我们就借用启示录里面那七个教会。
We adapted those seven churches described in the book of Revelation.
我们知道在启示录第一章里面那七个教会。
We see the seven churches in the Revelation.
乃是在当时的时候，在亚细亚省里面实在有的七个教会。
Those are the actual church in Asia Minor in that time.
但是启示录这本的书是一本预言的书。
But the book of the Revelation is a prophetic book.
所以我们也能从这个七个教会里面用预言的眼光来看教会的历史。
So we can use historical point of view to see that those church represents the church in the future.
我们可以用预言的眼光来看。
From the prophetic point, we can see it.
所以我们今天晚上就是要用这七个教会来讲教会的历史。
And tonight we want to talk about the church history according to those seven churches.
所以你知道，两千年的历史，需要一点时间。
We know we need some time to explain the 2,000 years.
七个教会，第一个乃是以弗所的教会。
The first church is Ephesus.
以弗所的教会是代表使徒时期末后那一个教会。
It represents the last day of the apostles.
使徒保罗他在罗马被监禁。
The Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
那个时候他还有相当的自由。
He had a certain degree of freedom.
因为他可以住在自己所租的那个房子的里面。
Because he can stay in the house hired.
虽然有这个罗马的禁卫军啊，在那里轮流的看守他。
Even though they are soldiers watching over him.
但是呢，他还能接待来看他的人，放胆传神的国。
Nevertheless, he can receive those people come to him and preach the gospel to them.
他在那里就等候这个皇帝在那里来判断他的一个案件。
He was there waiting for the final decision from the emperor.
这我们今天所能知道的。
According to what we can understand today,
当这个罗马的皇帝审问他的结果，乃是宣告他无罪。
We know the result is he is not guilty according to the emperor's decision.
所以保罗他就从罗马得着释放。
So Paul acquired his acquittal from Rome.
这个大概是在主后63年春季的时候。
This is about AD 63 spring.
保罗被释放之后，他就有机会再回到这个亚细亚去看望教会。
After Paul being released, he went to Asia Minor to visit the churches.
也可能他一直想到西班牙去，他也有机会到西班牙去一下。
He longed to go to Spain, maybe this.Time he got opportunity.
所以他有几年的功夫，他能自由在各地传扬主耶稣基督。
So he got the liberty to travel for several years.
但是最终的情形并不长久。
But this didn't last long.
因为在主后64年的时候
，Because in the AD 64,
罗马的皇帝尼禄他用火焚烧罗马城。
Because the Roman Emperor Nero, he burned the Romans.
他为什么放火把罗马城烧掉呢
？Why he set fire to Rome?
到今天呢，这个历史家的说法
，according to the history，
也许他要想把旧的城完全毁掉了，可以重新建造一个更伟大的城。
He liked to build a more magnificent city, so he destroyed the old one.
但是当罗马城被火烧的时候，他在那里弹琴，在那里看火。
But when the Rome was burned, and he was there, watching at the white flame, playing the music instrument.
所以人民的心啊，在那里就起了极大的反感。
So the people in Rome, really.Show their discontent.
他为说要想应付这样的一个局面的缘故
，He want to find a way to face the problem.
所以他就把这个罪名啊，就归在基督徒的身上。
He used the Christian as a scapegoat.
他说是基督徒在那里放火烧的。
He say that the Christian really burned the city.
所以因着这个缘故
，For this reason，
我们看见整个的空气。对于基督徒就改变
了 So the whole atmosphere for the Christian changed.
基督徒就开始受极大的逼迫
And the Christian was start to be persecuted.
这个做一个基督徒就是一个罪名
And it is a sin to be a Christian.
我们知道保罗重新被俘
We know that Paul was arrested again.
他又被接到罗马去
He was imprisoned in Rome.
那个时候的光景与第一次的监禁就大大的不同了。
And this time is different than the previous arrest.
因为他已经是有了罪名了。
Because this time he was guilty.
所以我们知道大概在主后67或者68年左右的时候，保罗就殉道。
Approximately at AD 67 or 68, Paul be martyred.
彼得也殉道。
And so does Peter.
那个时候殉道的人相当的多。
And many were killed.
在十二个使徒的中间
，Among those 12 disciples,
约翰是年纪最轻的。
John is the youngest one.
所以当彼得和保罗都殉道了之后
So after Peter and Paul was martyred.
照我们今天所知道的
According to what we understand today.
使徒约翰他就迁移到以弗所到亚细亚城去了
So John moved to the Ephesus in Asia Minor.
我们知道圣灵工作的中心在开始的时候是耶路撒冷。
We know the center of the movement of the Holy Spirit was started from the Jerusalem.
然后我们看见这一个中心就移到安提亚去了。
Then moved to Antioch.
然后我们看见从安提亚它就移到小亚细亚，就移到以弗所去了。
And from Antioch, it moved to.Asia Minor and then to Ephesus.
所以那个时候，以弗所乃是圣灵工作的那个中心。
So Ephesus was the center of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
保罗他已经去了。
And Paul was there already.
所以神就带领约翰呢，跑到那个地方，在那里服侍主。
So the Lord led John to Ephesus to serve him.
到了 Domitian 晚年的时候
Until the late of Domitian
这是另外一个罗马的皇帝叫 Domitian
Domitian is another Roman emperor
约翰就被充军啊到伯马的海岛去
John was exiled to the island of Patmos
他为说神的道和耶稣基督的见证
He wasFor the word of the Lord, for the testimony of Jesus.
他被冲到伯马的海岛上去。
He was exiled to the island of Patmos.
在那个地方
，In that place,
他看见异象，这座启示就写了启示录。
And he saw the vision and acquired the revelation, and he wrote the book of Revelation.
这个大概是在主后五九十五九十六年左右的时候。
This is approximately AD 95 and 96.
他留在不马的海岛上。
He stayed in the island of Patmos.
一直等到 Nerva 做罗马皇帝的时候。
Until Nerva becomes the emperor of the Romans.
在 Nerva 做罗马皇帝的时候，有一个很短的时期很平安。
Yes, sir.Short peaceful times under Nerva.
所以约翰就被放回到以弗所去。
And John was released and went back to Ephesus.
在他老年的时候，他就写了三封的书信和使徒和这个约翰福音。
And his old age, he wrote three letters and the gospel according to John.
这个就是约翰一书、二书、三书。
This is the first and second and third of John.
和约翰福音。
And also the gospel according to John.
他大概活到差不多一百岁的时候，才被主接去。
He lived until he was 100.
他死的那一年是在Trajan做皇帝第三年的时候。
The day he died is on the year of Trajan, third year.
在这一段的时期里面，我们看见神的教会继续在那里往前走。
Now we see the Church of God proceed continuously.
虽然逼迫已经开始了
，Even though the persecution started，
但是教会还是往前进。
But the Church proceed in a steady course.
实在说来，使徒们还没有离开世界之前。
Actually, strictly speaking, before the apostle left the world,
他们就已经警告教会说
they warned the churches.
有逼迫要临到他们
the persecution will come upon them.
有难处要临到他们
much difficulty will come.
因为我们如果要进入神的国
becauseWe want to get into the kingdom of God.
我们必须要经历许多的艰难。
We have to went through much suffering.
这一个是预料的事。
This is what anticipated.
这一个是不可避免的事。
This is inevitable.
但是在使徒的心里面。
But in the heart of the apostles.
他们所关心的，他不是外面的逼迫。
What they really care is not the persecution from outward.
因为基督徒受世界的逼迫，这是当然的事情。
Because it is a matter of course that the Christian will be persecuted from outside.
他们心里所关心的，就是关心教会里面就有问题。
So what they care most is the inner problem of the church.
所以我们记得保罗，他叫以弗所在以弗所的长老来看他的时候。
So Paul, when he asked the elders from Ephesus to come to see him,
这在使徒行传第二十章。
In Acts chapter 20.
他就告诉他们说，有将来有凶猛的豺狼要进到你们中间来。
Say that there will be wolves to come into your midst.
不爱这羊群。
They will not spare the sheep.
并且在你们中间也有人要起来。
Not only that, but also someone within you will be rise up.
他们要讲那一些悖谬的话语。
They will seize the heresy.
要引人到他们那里去。
They will draw the people to them.
彼得他在彼得后书第二章也提到同样的事情。
And Peter in 2 Peter chapter 2 mentioned about a similar thing.
彼得知道他离开世界的日子近了。
And Peter knew that the day that he leaves the earth is close.
所以他就写书信啊，要来警告当时的门徒。
He wrote a letter to warn the apostle at that time.
他说将来必有假的师傅要起来。
He said there will be.False witness will be here. False teacher.
他们要讲一些的异端。
They'll preach heresy.
甚至于否认救赎他们的主。
Even they will deny the Lord their Savior.
他们自取世俗的名望。
They will perish.
就是使徒约翰也同样在他的书信里面提到。
And the same thing, John.Stating his letters.
他说有许多的假基督已经出来了。
There are many false Christ came.
甚至于在教会的中间也有好为首的那个旧特费。
And even those who want to take the preeminence still copy.
我们看见希伯来书也在那里警告我们。
And we saw it in the book of Hebrew.
警告我们说因着环境那么艰难的缘故。
We were warned that because of the circumstances become so difficult.
许多信主的犹太人要回到犹太教里面去。
That many believers will return to the Judaism.
所以这一个就使徒们所关心的事情。
This is what apostles care most.
果然在这个第一世纪的时候。
In the first century,
我们知道到了第一世纪末叶的那个时候。
The later part of the first century.
可以说基督徒已经到了第二代或者第三代了。
We know Christianity has come to the second and the third generation.
第一代信主的人实在有意向。
The first generation indeed possessed the vision.
他们也受了很大的代价来跟从主。
They paid a great price to follow the Lord.
但是当第二代起来的时候，
When the second generation rise,
也许他们是从第一代承受了一些的真理。
They inherit some truth from the first generation.
他们就进到第一代所预备的那个团体的生活的里面。
They enter into the fellowship of the propelled by the first generation.
他们自己没有那个自己的意向。
They didn't receive the revelation directly.
他们手里所有的乃是遗传。
What they had is a tradition.
虽然这个遗传是个很好的遗传。
Even though this tradition is a good one,
但是这是二手的东西。
But this is a second hand.
在他们里面没有深深的感觉。
And they do not really have a feeling.
所以到了第二代、第三代的时候，
So come to the second and third generation.
我们看见一面有逼迫。
So on one hand, there's a persecution.
另外一面没有逼迫的时候。
On the other hand, when the persecution wasn't there.
他们也都有很兴旺的光景。
They have some prosperity.
因着逼迫和兴盛在那里交织的工作。
Because the interaction of the persecution and the prosperity.
他们渐渐把当初的爱离弃。
Gradually, they lost their first love.
所以我们看主在那里对以弗所的教会说。
So the Lord told the church at Ephesus.
我知道你的行为。
I know your deeds.
我知道你有许许多多的好处。
I know many good things you did.
但是我反对你。
But I'm against you.
因为你把当初的爱离弃了。
Because you forsake the first love.
你如果不悔改的话。
Repent.
你如果不悔改的话，
If you do not repent,
我要把这个灯台把它挪去。
I'm going to remove the lampstand.
这一个是教会的历史第一段的历史。
This is the first section of the church history.
然后我们看见有第二段的历史。
Now we see the second section.
就是斯美达的教会所代表。
It's represented by the Smyrna church.
斯美纳的教会乃是第二世纪和第三世纪那个时候的教会。
Smyrna is the product of the second and the third century.
斯美纳的教会是一个受苦的教会。
Smyrna church is a suffering church.
我们的主为着爱教会的缘故。
Our Lord, because of his love for the church.
他看见教会已经堕落了。
He saw the church already fallen.
已经落在那个形式的里面。
Into the formalities.
缺少了那个当初的爱。
And the lack of the first love.
所以在他主宰的安排的里面。
And in his arrangement.
他就容让逼迫临到教会。
He allowed the persecution come to the church.
因着逼迫的缘故，叫教会能得着一个复兴。
He wants to revive the church through the persecution.
我们知道在教会历史的上面，
We know the church history.
什么时候教会遭遇逼迫的时候，
Whenever the church was persecuted,
那是教会被复兴的时候，
And that's the time the church was revived.
什么时候教会太平安了，
And Whenever the church is very peaceful,
那个时候我们就松懈了。
And we relax.
所以那个时候，神就应许逼迫领导他们。
That's the result. That's the reason the Lord allowed the persecution.
虽然逼迫罗马帝国逼迫教会，乃是在尼禄的时候就已经开始了。
The persecution from Roman Empire started from Nero.
但是这一个逼迫继续第二世纪、第三世纪。
But this persecution continued into the third and the second and the third century.
在斯美纳教会的书信的里面。
In the letter to the Smyrna.
主说你们还要受苦十天。
You have to suffer for ten more days.
你们如果忍耐忠心到底的。
If you persevere,
要得着生命的冠冕。
Until the end, you will receive the crown of the Holy Spirit.
所以解经的人差不多公认说。
So those who explain the Bible, they all come to the same conclusion.
他说这个时间呢，就是指着罗马帝国十四的大逼迫基督徒。
This 10 days is referred to those the 10 times of great persecution in Roman Empire.
在 Nero, Domitian, Trajan, Marcus, Severus, Maximus, Decius, Valerian, Aurelian, and Diocletian. 在这个十个皇帝的底下，教会经过很大的逼迫。
And the persecution was severe under those 10 emperors, like just a brother just mentioned.
但是虽然在逼迫的中间，教会反而得着复兴。
And the church received a revival at that time.
在主后112年的时候。
In AD 112.
因为有许多的基督徒啊，被带到那个逼退尼啊这个总督 Pliny the Younger 的面前去受审问。
And when many Christians was brought before the Pliny the Younger, which is in the Pontus and the Pliny.
他是一个罗马的一个总督。
He is the governor of a Roman.
那么许多的基督徒啊，被带到他的面前，要他来定罪。
And many people was brought before him to be sentenced.
因为基督徒就是罪。
Because to be a Christian is a sin.
但是他在那里审问他们的时候，他发觉他们是怎么情形的。
But when he sit there and judge them, what did he find?
他看见那么多的人被带到他面前受审问。
He saw so many people came before him.
他也实在找不出他们做了什么不法的事情。
He cannot find any fault.
就是因为他们是基督徒。
It's just because they are Christians.
所以他就不知道应该怎样处置好。
He didn't know what to do.
所以他就写信给推荐皇帝。
So he wrote a letter to Trajan, the emperor.
在他的信里头啊，他就讲到基督徒的品格和发展。
And in that letter, he just talk about a Christian's character and its development.
他怎么说呢？
How did he say?
他说基督徒所有的罪和错误啊，就是这个。
He said all the faults of the Christian lies in this.
他们通常啊，在某一个天还没有亮之前，就一同聚集了。
So they gather together in one morning before daybreak.
他们向基督唱诗。
They sing a song to Christ,
好像向神唱诗一样。
As to God,
他们彼此就离世。
And they have vowed one another.
不做恶事。
They will not do any evil.
不偷窃。
They will not robbery.
不抢劫。
They will not steal.
不犯奸淫。
They will not commit adultery.
永远不说假话。
And never speak a liar.
归还人所信托给他们的东西。
And return those what they owe. What committed unto them.
他说这种的迷信啊，现在铺满了传染了各个城市。
And this is superstitions is all over the cities.
甚至于普及到乡村里面去。
Even spread to the countryside.
自从保罗彼得殉道之后。
After the martyrdom of Paul and Peter.
我们知道在那个时期不知道有多少的基督徒为主殉道。
And numerous Christians was martyred.
中间比较大家知道一点的。
And those who most well known.
有一个就是安提亚的监督。
And the bishop of Antioch is among them.
Ignatius.
Ignatius.
他因为胆子很大。
And he was so bold.
他跑到皇帝崔金的面前要替这个基督教基督徒辩护。
And he wanted to debate before the emperor Trajan.
所以结果就被判死罪。
And he was sentenced to death.
把他送到罗马要给野兽吃掉。
And he was carried to Rome and to be fed to the wild beast.
叫众百姓来娱乐一下。
For the entertainment of the people.
当他在路上的时候。
And while on his way.
他写信给斯美拿的监督。
He wrote a letter to the bishop at Smyrna.
就是 Polycarp.
It's a Polycarp.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说，我巴不得立刻就碰到这些凶猛的野兽。
Would to God I would at once come to those wild beasts.
我巴不得这些野兽啊，张他的口来吞灭我。
And I will.
如果他们不做的话，我要去挑动他们来吞灭我。
I will provoke them, even if they don't do that to me.
还有一个就是 Polycarp 自己。
And the other one is the Polycarp himself.
在 Marcus Aurelius 做皇帝的时候。
And during the year of Marcus Aurelius emperor.
他也被俘了。
And he was arrested.
但是因为他年纪很老。
Because he was so old.
并且他的声望很高。
And he got much reputation.
所以那个地方的种族啊想救他。
So the governor wanted to save his life.
就对他说。
And tell him this.
你只要向皇帝啊立个誓。
You only have to vow to the emperor.
你辱骂基督，我就把你放走了。
And revile Christ, and I will let you go.
Polycarp 他怎么说呢？
And what did Polycarp say?
他说我侍奉主八十六年之久。
He said 6 and 8 years I served the Lord.
主从来没有宽待我。
And he never did me anything wrong.
他真是好待我。
He always did me good.
我怎么能辱骂我的主，我的救主呢？
And how can I revile him, my Lord and Savior?
所以结果他就被火烧，把他焚烧。
He was burned to death.
在 Severus 做皇帝的时候。
In the year of Severus.
有两位年轻的姊妹。
And there's two young sisters,
Perpetua和 Felicitas.
Perpetua and Felicitas.
这个 Perpetua 她的出身非常的高贵。
Perpetua was from a noble family.
并且她受很高的教育。
Of liberal educated.
她嫁给一个很好的一个家庭。
And honorably married.
那个时候她有一个出生的吃奶的婴孩。
And he.Was the mother of the child at her grave.
他才22岁。
At the age of 22.
他那个时候实在还没有受洗了。
And that before he was baptized.
他不过是所谓的摸到油啊。
He was those who searched for the truth.
但是他也被抓去了。
And she was arrested.
他是在监狱里头受洗的。
She was baptized in prison.
他的老父亲。
And his old father.
知道那个光景非常严重。
No, this is a serious matter.
所以匆匆忙忙地跑到监狱里来看他。
And hurry to the jail.
他就求他的女儿。
And he begged his daughter.
他说你看我这个白头发的老父亲啊。
He said, pity my gray hair.
你也要看顾你这个吃奶的小孩子。
Say, look upon thy child.
当然 Perpetua 他心里头非常的痛苦。
And we know of course Perpetua his heart was deeply moved.
但是主给他恩典叫他很安静。
And according to the grace of God, he was calm.
当他被带到戏院里头要被野牛啊刺死的时候。
Before he was bring to the amphitheater to be God by the poor.
他在那里唱诗篇。
Kissing a son.
牛把他跳在空中抛下来。
And the mad bull just tossed the herd into the air.
但是几次都没有死。
And several times.
所以最后罗马的剑士就 gladiator 就用剑把他刺死。
And later was killed by the gladiator's sword.
这样的故事。很多很多
Many of those type of stories was recorded.
在第二世纪中叶的时候
At the middle of the second century,
有一个隐名的人他写了这些的话
A anonymous writer writes the following.
他写到基督徒团体的生活
He wrote the fellowship and the corporate life of a Christian.
这些东西非常宝贝
It's very treasure
因为我们对于第二世纪第三世纪啊究竟啊我们的弟兄姊妹他们的生活他们的遭遇如何我们不知道
We know very little about the life in the second and third century
所以我愿意多花一点时间交通一下
So I would like to spend a little bit more time to share
那个时候基督徒团体的生活是怎样的呢
What kind of life of theTheir corporate life of a Christian.
他说，基督徒表彰一种奇妙的团体生活。
He said that they manifest a strange ways of living.
他们住在本国，好像寄居一样。
They live in their own country, but as a sojourner.
忍受艰难，如同外人一样。
Yet endure all hardship as a foreigner.
他们到处为家，但是如处是家。
Every foreign land to them is a home, yet their very home is a foreign land.
他们活在，他们住在地上过日子。
They pass their day on the earth.
他们就是天上的子民。
But they are citizens of heaven.
他们遵守当地的律法
They obey the law of the land
可是同时他们的生活是超越律法
At the same time their deeds is surpassed the law
他们爱众人却被众人辱骂
They love all and are reviled by all
这些寻道者的血
And those the blood of the martyrs.
浇灌了福音的种子。
And water the seed.
所以结果我们看见不是罗马帝国毁灭教会。
It's not the Roman emperor conquered the church.
那是教会毁灭了罗马帝国。
It's the church destroyed the Roman empire.
可是
However,
就在那一段的时间
At this very time,
教会就开始偏离基督的真理
and the church start to deviate from the truth of Christ
尤其在教会行政这件事情上
especially in the church government
有畸形的发展
there's a development of abnormality
我们读教会历史的人都知道有一些生出所谓教父
we studied fathers Church history, we know the church father.
Saint Clement, Ignatius, Polycarp, Irenaeus, Barnabas, 这些都是所谓二世纪、三世纪的教父。
Just like a Clement, Barnabas, Ignatius, and Irenaeus.
这些的教父啊。
And those of church father.
他们忽略了圣灵在教会里的同在。
They ignored the presence of the Holy Spirit.
他们忽略了教会属灵秩序的美丽和单纯。
They forgot the beauty and the simplicity of the church order.
为是要避免分立。
And in order to avoid the separation.
并且要抵制异端。
And to avoid the heresy, to fight against the heresy.
他们就在带进了所谓的教权主义 clericalism, 教权主义。
So they brought in clericalism.
这个是什么东西呢
？What is this？
他们提高啊这个监督的地位。
They elevate the position of the bishop。
我们知道在圣经的里面
，We know it in the Bible。
监督和长老是一样的一个。
The bishop is the same as the elder。
长老是做人说的。
And the elder is referred to the person。
监督是指做他的这份说的。
And the bishop is。Referred to the position.
但是到了那个时候，他们就把监督的地位升高。
So they elevate the bishop's position.
他们说教会里头必须要有一个监督。
They say that it is indispensable to have one bishop.
他的权柄是绝对。
And his authority is absolute.
因着这个缘故，我们看见许多偏差的东西就诞生了。
And For this reason, there's some the deviation came in.
那个时候，所谓圣品和平生这个平心柱的这个分别也来了。
So this caused the rise of the clergy and laity.
那个时候，婴孩受洗也是在那个时候带进来的。
And the infant baptismal service came in as well.
那个时候，所谓这个受洗重生。Baptismal regeneration 也是在那个时候开始的。
Baptismal regeneration also started at that time.
在第三世纪的时候。
In the third century.
有一个人叫 Cyprian.
This one man called Cyprian.
他就在那里教导所谓祭司成履的制度 ,sacerdotalism.
He is teaching of the sacerdotalism.
他在那里主张说使徒啊把他们这个神权呢、啊，就传递一代一代的传递给那一些的主教。
And this is to say that the church pass on the succession of a bishopship one after another.
如果不在这个承袭的权柄之内的
，If we are not in those system，
都要被革除，不能得救。
It will be cut off from the possibility of a salvation.
只有在这一种教会，就是承袭的那个教会里面。
And you have to be in this system, in this church.
才有效的圣礼。
And there's only effective sacraments there.
并且呢，他说在这个教会之外就没有救恩了。
He said outside of this church, there's no.Salvation.
所以我们看见那个里面就开始腐化。
So we see the corruption of the church from inside.
在那个时候也有其他的异端发生。
And there are many heresies started at that time.
像这个 Messianism.
Like a Messianism.
他们把旧约的神和新约的神就分开了。
They separate the God of the Old Testament to God of the New Testament.
他们自己受路加福音和保罗头十封的书信。
They only accept the Luke and the first ten Paul's letters.
还有 Manichaeism.
And there's a Manichaeism.
他们自称啊就是圣灵。
Claim that they are Holy Spirit.
他们常说一种宇宙的大宗教。
They advocate a universal religion.
所以就在那个一面逼迫的时候。
And at that time of persecution.
教会一面在那里往前去。
And the church moved ahead proceed.
但是另外一面我们看见异端也来了。
And on the other hand, we know the heresy came.
我们看见偏离真理的那种的制度也开始了。
And the system deviates from the truth came in.
但是感谢赞美神。
And praise and thank God.
也就在那一段时期，还有人在那里持守正道。
They are people keep God's testimony at that time.
主还在那里建造他的教会。
And the Lord is building His church.
那个时候有一个有名的人叫做 Origen.
This a big famous origin there.
他是生在一千，生在一八八十五年。
He was born 188.
他的父亲爱主。
His father loved the Lord very much.
所以被抓去了。
Was arrested.
那个时候他这个年轻的人。
He was a young man at that time.
可以说是一个 teenager.
He was a teenager.
他就跑到监狱里头去看他父亲。
He went to the prison to visit his father.
鼓励他的父亲。
He encouraged his father.
你要向主忠心到底。
You need to be faithful until the end.
结果他的父亲就殉道。
And his father was martyred.
他自己成了一个很有名的一个学者。
He becomes a very famous scholar.
但是他在那里说教会是属灵的。
And he said the church is a spiritual.
凡是接受神圣生命的都在教会里面。
And all is received, the holiness is belong to the church.
教会你不能从一个素人的组织来比较。
And church cannot be equated with an organization.
那个时候还有一班人叫做 novations.
Yes.People called the novation.
他们坚决地主张教会那个清洁的教统。
They insist the pure fellowship within the church.
还有一般人叫做 mountainous.
They are people called the mountainous.
他们提倡这个教会里面我们要有很高的生活的标准。
They advocate a very high standard of church living.
并且他们很注重圣灵在神父心中的地位。
They emphasize on the place of the Holy Spirit among the people of God.
所以我们感谢赞美神。
So we praise and thank God.
虽然教会渐渐地在那里偏离正路。
Even though the church deviated from God's original purpose.
但是我们的主还在那里建造他的教会。
But our Lord is still building his own church.
在地上还为着他自己留下他的见证。
And he left the witness of his own.
我们现在来看第三个事情。
And let's see the third.
就是在比加摩的教会。
It is in the church of Pergamo.
那是主后313年到606年。
And that's in the AD 313 to 606.
可以说就是第四世纪一直到第六世纪。
It's from 4th century to 6th century.
在主后312年的时候。
In 312 AD.
那个时候罗马的皇帝去世了
and the Roman Emperor died
所以四个将军啊都在那里要强做罗马的皇帝
and four generals striving to get to the top
中间有一个叫做 Constantine the Great
among them Constantine
他说他看见一个异象
he said he saw a vision
他看见一个像十字架的那个东西在那里。
He saw something look like a cross.
并且上面写着借此得胜。
And there's a writing inscription there saying, by this conquer.
我们不知道他是真看见你还是这是他的一个政治手腕。
We do not know whether he really did or it's for a political reason.
因为他手下的部队有许多都是基督徒。
Because there are many Christians among his subordinates. Because he wants those Christians to fight to death for him.
到了那个那一个这个 Melbourne 这个桥啊，那个决战的时候。
Come to the point of the final decision of the Melbourne Bridge.
他说他做了一个梦。
He said he had a dream.
告诉他说要在所有的兵力的盾牌的上面呢要做一个记号
he said that they will make a sign on all the shield of his soldiers
那个记号上面什么呢就是基督希腊文的字母头两个字母
and that's the first two letters of the Greek letter of Christ was itSuperimposed on that.
这个英文的看法好像一个是 X, 一个是 P 一样。
英文 ，sorry, in English it's just like X or P.
今天一直到今天你还能看见这个记号，是不是
？Until today, you still can see this sign.
啊，就做了这样一个记号在那里。
And they see this sign there.
结果他打了胜仗。
And he won the battle.
所以在313年的时候。
And in the year of 313.
他就下命令。
And he say.
宗教自由。
The religious freedom was proclaimed.
他把所有这个教会里头所有的产业都发完。
He returned all those for the church property returned to the church.
到了314的时候。
In the year of 314.
那个时候啊，他把他另外一个罗马，你知道罗马王那个时候啊，有两个的，他把那个也打掉了。
And he becomes the only head of the Roman Empire.
所以为所庆祝的缘故啊，他就下令啊，更开放。
In order to celebrate, he allowed more tolerance.
特别对基督徒表示友好。
He extended favor to the Christians.
所以那个时候啊，政教就合一了。
And at that time, the church and the state combined.
君士坦丁他不但是当时教会的这个元首。
Constantine not only was he the head of the church,
他也是那个时候异教的大祭司。
But also he was the high priest of the heathen.
所以从那个时候教会那个就真正的这个堕落下去了。
And from that time on, the church fall.
那个时候加入教会啊，乃是一件时髦的事情。
And to enter into the church becomes a fashionable thing.
因为皇帝鼓励的。
Because the emperor encouraged.
如果他的兵丁啊肯受洗的话
，If any of his soldiers willing to be baptized,
就要赏他白绫和衣服。
And they will be given to him the 100 coat. Silver coat.
Silver and garment.
Silver garments.
And God.
And God.
所以那个时候啊，这个受洗的人啊，那是可以说是像海浪一样。
So this lady just came to be baptized.
因为儒教啊，变成德福的荣耀的途径。
Because to be in Christianity becomes a way of prosperity.
在那个时候，这个公教这个名词就开始了 ，Catholic 这个名词就开始了。
From that time on, the name of the Catholic star.
在所有的这个官方的这个教会的文件上面都有 Catholic 这个字。
All the official documents had the word Catholic to the church.
当时那些监督们啊，就是常常参与宫殿里头的活动。
And those bishops, they participate much in the activity in the palace.
基督教的事情就是国家的事情。
And whatever of the church is belong to the church, the state also.
事实这些就代替了福音的真理。
Intellectual and philosophic exercise replace the truth.
外面宗教的仪式就代替了信爱和属灵的意念。
The ritual replaced the faith, the love, and the heavenly mindedness.
那个时候，那个教皇的制度啊，就已经出了路了。
And this paved the way to the papacy.
Leo the Great.他在第五世纪的时候
，In fifth century，
他做罗马的监督
，And he was the bishop in Rome。
他就打定了这个罗马至高的神学基础
，And he laid the foundation of the supremacy of the Rome。
他解说马太第十六章
，In his interpretation。Of the Matthew 16.
他说马太十六章那个磐石就是彼得。
And he said that rock was Peter.
所以你就看见说罗马的教皇罗马的建筑啊就比什么建筑都高。
As a result, he elevated the Roman bishop above everybody.
从第四世纪开始。
From the fourth century.
或者说第四世纪以后
and after the fourth century,
一切属灵的运动啊，就和组织的宗教就分开了。
And all the two are spiritual movements split from the organized religion.
当这种宗教制度啊在那里发展的时候
and when those religious organization developed
还有一些爱主的人他没有受他的影响
and this maybe love the Lord was not polluted
他们还是维持福音的单纯
and they hold the simplicity of the gospel
他不受这些宗教制度的束缚
And they are not restricted by the religious organization.
就在这一段时间的里面
And in those times,
因为异端很多
because they are many heresies.
所以就开了好几次的所谓教化会议 councils.
So many meetings of the church council.
他们在那里要坚定啊这个信条
And they trying.To make the doctrine, creed,
要来排除一切的异端。
They want to expel the heresies.
所以那个时候我们就看见说，这一节的那个造成那个这个信仰啊理智化。
And so they have the centralization of their belief, centralized their belief.
他们那个时候信仰比较理智化了 intellectual、
oh, intellectualize they intellectualize their faith
并且我们看见这个教会啊就开始集权了
and they centralize their power in the church
在那个时候那一段的时间中间最有名的异端有两种
they are two prominent heresies
一种就是 Arian controversy.
The first one is the Arian controversy.
还有一种是 Pelagian heresy.
The second one is the Pelagian heresy.
这个 Arian 他对于三一的神呢，他有不同的看法。
Arians have a different view of the Trinity of the Godhead.
他否认救主的神性。
He denies the deity.Of the Lord Jesus.
这个 Pelagian 呢
What about the Pelagian?
他们坚持说人啊还是像当初被创造的时候一样的无罪
They insist that the man is as innocent as the time when Adam was created.
所以人有能力可以自洁
So man has ability to keep himself unpolluted.
这个 Arianism 啊，乃是从东方开始的。
Arianism originated from the East.
它破坏基督的神格。
It destroyed the deity of Christ.
这个 Pelagianism 呢
？And the Pelagianism
是从西方开始的。
They originated from the West.
它误解了人性。
They misunderstand the nature of man.
所以一个你就看见他在那里这个误解基督
One misunderstand Christ
一个是误解罪人
And the other misunderstand the sinner
但是要应付这两个异端
And to face up those two heresies
在这个教会历史里有两个很有名的人
And two very famous people from church history stand out
Athanasius
Athanasius,
他是对付 Arianism.
He fight against the Arians.
Augustine, 他是对付那个 Pelagian 这个 heresy.
He battled with the Pelagian heresy.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然在那个时候我们看见教会已经堕落了。
Even though at that time we know the church already falling away.
他落在世界的里面去了。
Falling into the world.
完全可以说走样。
And it changed from his original.
但是神还会说他自己留下他的见证。
But God still leave the testimony for himself.
他还是在那里建造他的教会。
He's still building his church.
所以在西贝亚一带的地方。
Uh, stored in Spain.
有一个非常的运动。
And there is a particular movement.
要完全回到神的话语的里面去。
And return to the God's word completely.
这个运动就传到法国和葡萄牙。
And this movement moved to France and Portugal.
这些人历史称他为 Priscillians。
And in history, we know they are Priscillians.
他们用神的话当作他们道理和日常生活的唯一的规则。
They adopt God's word as the only rule for their living and in order.
基督徒过圣洁的生活，乃是因为与基督交通。
The purity of a Christian life is based on their communing with Christ.
他们不承认有圣品和平心度的分别。
They do not accept the difference between the lady and the clergy.
所有的信徒都有圣灵，将神的话来教导他们。
And all the believers have God's words taught by the Holy Spirit.
传扬神的话是公开的。
And spread God's word is in public.
根据圣灵的喜好。
And according to Spirit's pressure.
所以就是在那一个第三个时期的里面，我们看见我们的主还在那里建造他的教会。
So even in this third period, the Lord is still building His church.
第四个时期。
Fourth period.
在推雅推拉的教会。
In the church at Thyatira.
大家都承认这个时期啊是开始在主后590年。
This is a consistent agreement that this period started from 590 AD.
就是 Gregory the Great 做教王的时候。
And this is the time Gregory the Great becomes the Pope.
一是继续照历史来说到了16世纪。
And it proceeded until the 16th century.
那个时候因为教会已经与国家联合了。
At that time, the church is in combination with the state.
所以他不能单单的依靠基督的话。
He cannot depend solely on God's word.
他不能根据圣经来做事情。
He cannot do things according to the Bible.
不但这样，国家的教会在哪里政权？
And not only that, this power struggle between the state and the church.
结果这个教会就是基督教胜过了国家。
And the result is the church overcome the state.
就是成了所谓教国了。
And
papal state.
Becomes a papal state.
那个时候基督教就进到黑暗的里面去。
And the Christianity entered into the dark age.
因为要统一的缘故。
For the sake of unity.
所以凡是不根据这个系统的都要受逼迫。
Those who outside this system subject to persecution.
许多的基督徒在罗马帝国的逼迫下殉道。
Many Christian martyrs by the Roman Empire.
我们现在要看见无数的基督徒在罗马教的底下殉道。
Many Christian even martyred by the Roman Catholic Church.
迷信代替了信心。
Superstition replaced faith.
仪舍代替了生命。
Ritual replaced the life.
那个时候在罗马天主教的里面
In the Roman Catholic Church,
有各种各样的说法。
There are many sayings.
拜玛利亚。
The Mary worship.
拜圣徒。
And the saint worship.
拜圣物 relics.
Relic worship.
炼狱 purgatory.
Purgatory.
这个高阶
A regular confession.
还有赎罪票、赎罪。
And indulgence.
这些的东西就都有了。
And all of those things that exist in the practice.
也在这个时期。
At the same time.
这个宗教的工作非常的发达。
And the church prospers. The work of the church.
Religious.
The religious work.
那个时候就是在历史上的那个十字军的时候。
That's the crusade in the history that we know of a Christian.
我们知道组织十字军啊，要把耶路撒冷圣地啊，从回教徒手里抢过来。
They want to regain the control of Jerusalem from the Muslims.
那个几次的十字军啊，这个运动啊，不知道带进多少的痛苦。
Several crusades caused them the many suffering and atrocity.
还是感谢神。
But thank God.
这个是官方的历史。
This is the official history.
我们看见说神还在那里建造他的教会。
And we know that the Lord is still building his church.
虽然在官方的历史里面我底下都要提的或者不提。
In the official history, I'm not going to refer to those.
在官方历史里头你都不到。
And you cannot read what I mentioned later from the official church history.
如果你读到的话都是那些毁谤的话。
What you heard about official history is just it's the false testimony. Accusation of.
在那个时候还有一些忠心于神话语的人。
They are made faithful to the word of the Lord.
他们还是维持在基督里面的单纯。
They maintain the simplicity in Christ.
在第七世纪的中叶
In the middle of the 7th century.
在米索不达米亚不达米亚有 polygons.
And in Mesopotamia, there's a polygon.
我们要记得这些都是被人替他们取的名字。
And those names were given by others.
他们自己自称他们是基督徒。
They call themselves Christian.
那么这些的 polygons
And those polygons.
他们中间有一本的书叫 The Key of Truth, 真理的钥匙。
They have a book called The Key of Truth.
根据这一本书上所写的。
And according to what's written in the book.
他们特别注意两件事。
There's two things they emphasize most.
他们注意读经祷告。
They emphasize on the reading the Bible and the prayer.
他们注意与神的话相符的圣洁的生活。
They emphasize on the holy life in accordance with the word of God.
他们不接受作为中央集权的制度。
They don't accept those power from centralized.
来管理各地的教会。
To govern all the local churches scattered around.
他们认为每一个地方教会，神是他们的元首。
They believe the local church have a Christ as its head.
有一班弟兄们，他们游行到各地，把神的话语来帮助、来建造、造就他们。
They are traveling brothers to help them to spread the word of God.
他们这个属灵的合一是完全根据他们在基督里所有的生命。
The spiritual unity was so completely based on their spiritual life in the Lord.
这一个是 polygons.
This is a polygon.
还有 bogomios.
And a bogomios.
Bogomios 意思就是神的朋友。
Bogomios means the friends of God.
他们从第八世纪一直到第十五世纪。
From the 8th century to 15th century.
盛行在巴尔干半岛的那个地方。
And they are in the Balkan Peninsula.
他们维持很高尚的生活标准。
They maintain a high living standard.
他们传讲福音的爱和恩典。
They preach the love and the grace of the gospel.
在生活的上面彰显圣徒的美德。
And they show forth the virtue of the saints.
承认全体信徒都是祭司。
Acknowledge the universal priesthood of the believers.
在意大利和法国
and in Italy and France
有一般的人叫 Catholics
and there are people called the Catholics
这是就是12世纪的时候的清教徒
and
Puritans
and they become the 12th century the Puritans
在亚尔伯斯山的南部
in the among the Alps south
还有一般的基督徒人称他们为 Waldenses
and people call them Waldenses
因为他们特别尊重圣经
Because they paid a special respect to the Word of God.
以圣经为他们日常生活和教会秩序的规则。
So the Bible is the only basis for their church life and their order.
基督啊，就借着圣灵在他们里面领导他们。
And Christ came to them through the Holy Spirit.
这就是因着信。
And salvation is out of belief.
这就的信实。这就的证实是圣洁的生活
and the proof of salvation is a pure life
受洗乃是信靠基督的见证
baptism is the testimony of believing in the Lord
白饼乃是纪念基督的牺牲
breaking the bread is to remember the sacrifice of our Lord
在他们中间有一个有名的人叫 Peter Waddle
that's the famous one Peter Waddle among them
Peter Waddle 本来是一个很富裕的一个做买卖的人
and Peter Waddle was a very rich businessman
他根本对属灵的事情没有兴趣的
he really have no appetite for the spiritual things
但有一次他在那里宴客的时候
but one day when he had a feast
他一个朋友忽然死去了
and one just dropped dead among his
这一个就提醒了他
and that reminded him
他就变卖一切所有的就起来传主的福音
and he sold everything and started to preach the gospel
有一般人的人跟与他一同到到处去传道
and there are a group of people with him and preach everywhere
称为 poor man ofLeon.
Their name is the poor man of Leon.
Leon 的穷人
And the poor man of Leon.
在十四世纪的时候
And in the 14th century,
神在欧洲也兴起了一番所谓的奥秘派
And God raised the mystics up in Europe.
他们这帮奥秘派就特别注重与主相与神相交
Their emphasis is the communion with the Lord.
他们自己称他们是神的朋友
They call themselves the friends of God
中间最有名的是 Master Eckhart 和那个 John Taylor Taylor 这些的人
Among them the most famous Master Eckhart and John Taylor
同时在那个时候神在英国兴起了这个 John Wycliffe
And John Wycliffewas raised in England by the Lord.
他反对那个时候罗马的这一些的这个祭司啊，他们把神的话好像离弃了。
And